hear the steel rails humming.
That was Pete Seeger commenting at the end. At the end of the concert, songwriter and singer Lori Wyatt talked about his impressions.
One of the great things about having a concert like this is it's wonderful to have a get-together where I almost think of it as a potluck picnic, you know. We really bring things to each other, and it's the support of the listening family and the support of the station that really binds us together. I mean, it reminds us that we're all in this together, as the saying goes.
The audience was peppered with people spanning generations, from the ages of 9 to 90, give or take a few years, and they were all singing. Bethel, Connecticut resident Dorothy Luongo made a few trips to the lobby with her 17-month-old daughter, Harriet.
So timeless, and just a bunch of people coming together and, you know, loving Pete, loving music, loving the message.
What is the message?
Just appreciate life and appreciate each other and appreciate the power of coming together.
Luongo works at Poughkeepsie Day School, with which Seeger has a connection. Seeger and company opened the concert for WAMC members at the Paramount with We Shall Overcome, a song with special meaning for Luongo.
We do a Peacemakers event once a year where everybody gets together and sings that, so it's very special to kind of go back to the roots of it a little bit.
In fact, according to a press clipping from the Poughkeepsie Journal in 1949, Seeger performed for the 4th, 5th, and 6th grades at Poughkeepsie Day School in a concert open to the public to benefit People's Songs, Inc., an organization he founded in 1945 with the belief that folk music could be an effective force for social change. The Peekskill riots occurred later in 1949. They were spawned by an announced concert featuring Paul Robeson, an African-American singer known for his civil rights activism. Pete Seeger was there. WAMC's president and CEO Alan Shartok says Sunday's Music Can Bring Us Together concert began with another title.
We wanted to name this thing, I did, Return to Peekskill, this concert. But he didn't want that. He wanted to be love and togetherness, and that's how we should get along. And so, of course, there's an old line in the Weavers record from years ago in which Lee Hayes says, when Pete proposes, he don't get no noses. And so that's what happened.
And what happened was a cross-generational return to harmony. Again, Lori Wyatt.
I loved having the different ages. It was just... It was a lot about what, again, the station is about and what Pete's music has always been about. I always marveled when I was a kid that there'd be old folks and young folks, and it's few occasions.
Here's Garrison Elementary School student Madeline Zuckerman.
I like We Shall Overcome, This Little Light of Mine, and my school for my chorus class, we're actually doing Pete Seeger songs.
Lori Wyatt performed a song with the chorus, Thank You for Braving the Storm, a song first performed at the WAMC benefit concert and with a verse written during the concert.
Alan Shartok, you dream and you dare, using radio waves to fight the despair. We'll block you, they stop you, they'll warn. Alan, thank you for braving the storm.
Well, it was completely unexpected, of course. I teared up. And I felt once in a lifetime you get something like that. And that was a tremendous gift from Lori and undeserved for me.
Shows one advantage women have over men. They can go down to hell and come back again. Sing, I die,
We gotta do it.
Pete Seeger, Lori Wyatt, Guy Davis, friends, both on stage and in the audience, they were all back again. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.